11 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Lanesia. It's the 9th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 14:43. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. Overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Ustad, welcome to the show. As-safinatu ila al-jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Riyaz Hussein and our brother Bonface. Thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 18. Suratul Kahf, verses 60, 61 and 62. When we started this particular chapter and surah, chapter 18, Surah Kahf, we mentioned to you that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, said, Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. That whosoever recites this chapter on a Friday, Almighty Allah will bless that person with radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Now, obviously, the question will arise, but why particularly the surah, the chapter? So we mentioned to you that Almighty Allah is addressing various strata of society. Starting, we had the incident of the 7 youth, the 7 youngsters, who Almighty Allah put to sleep in the cave for 300 solar years, 309 lunar years, to protect their faith. And thereafter we had the corporate world, one the true Muslim and one the capitalist secularist, and how Almighty Allah decimated, annihilated him and his empire. And now the third strata of society, the scholars. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Hadith means the sayings of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, whose honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, the most for any messenger and prophet, peace be upon him. He delivered a wonderful sermon, and somebody asked him, O Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, peace be upon you, that man a'lamu nas, who is the most knowledgeable person in the world at that time? He, Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, said, Ana, I. The answer technically is correct, but Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala wanted that he should have rather said, Wallahu A'lam, that he, Almighty Allah, knows the best. So Almighty Allah now tells him and informs him of Musa alayhi salam, you need to go to where the two oceans meet, not Cape Town, some other place, and there you will find a slave servant of mine who will teach you so many sciences and disciplines and branches of knowledge that you also are unaware of it. So therefore, a student must always go to the teacher and try and imbibe and learn more and more, more and more. It's a process from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave. Therefore, when we study the Noble Quran, we find only one place, chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 114. Qul Rabbi Zidni Ilma. You, Prophet, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that say, oh my beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. So that's the only thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to ask Allah for, more and more and more. Rabbi Zidni Ilma. So this is what led to this incident. So a scholar's great, great virtue there is, but that is provided we are propagating the truth and we are the one standing steadfast on the truth. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam now prepares for the journey, and now the journey starts. Remember, here he is going as a student to his teacher and his master in Islam. Man allamani harfan fawa mu. When a person teaches me one word, one letter, he becomes my master, he becomes my teacher, and we can never ever forget our teacher's favors upon us. Chapter 18, verse number 60, 61, 62. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ. We told you this on several occasions. When you have a verb in the past tense, قَالَ, a verb in the past tense, preceded by إِذْ, it means was, could, remember. So remember that incident, O Muslim, O Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember when Moses Nabi Musa alayhi salam addressed لِفَتَاهُ, the youngster. Who's the youngster? The youth Yusha bin Nun, who subsequently also was selected to be a prophet and messenger and not elected by people. But at this juncture, at this point, he's not yet a messenger. He's going as a companion, as the Rafiq al-Safar, as the assistant of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So what did Moses tell him? La abarahu, I will continue the journey. Hatta abalugha majma' al-bahrain, till I reach the junction of the two oceans. That is my appointment. There I have to meet the Grand Master. There I have to meet my teacher. But not Cape Town, some other place. Allah alone knows best. Oh, amdiya huquba. Oh, I will continue for years and years with this journey. That is the quest. That is the thirst the student should have. I want to make every sacrifice humanly possible to imbibe and acquire this knowledge. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh, beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. Now, they started the journey. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا. Hence, when both of them, Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Yusha bin Nun, then you say now radiallahu an, and after he becomes a prophet, then you say that alayhi salam. When they reach مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا, that where did they reach? The junction of the two oceans. نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا. Almighty Allah wants them to make greater sacrifice. So both of them forgot the fish. So hoot. وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. And you must not be your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the companion of the fish. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, he left his people in Ninwa and went away before Almighty Allah commanded him, and then he was swallowed by the fish. In the belly of the fish he read and recited chapter 21 verse 87. لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا لا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Truly there is none worthy of worship but you alone, Ya Allah. Everlasting glory, perfection is only exclusively for you. I am the one who made an error in judgment. That is the translation for Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, and that is Jonah, peace be upon him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. For me and you, إني كنت من الظالمين. Zalimin, I am the wrongdoer, I am the sinner, I am the oppressor, I am the transgressor. So all that translation. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ, Almighty Allah rescued him from the worry, sorry, anxiety. But Almighty Allah gave us glad tidings. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and similarly we will rescue the believers. So whenever we feel down and we feel worry, sorry, anxiety, read abundantly chapter 21 verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. So both of them forgot the fish, and the fish was there in the basket. So now when they were resting there, فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا, so that fish there now, it found a path, it found a road, فِي الْبَحْرِ, and there in the ocean, سَرَبًا, and then it went away, سَرَبًا مَنْفَذًا مَسْلَكًا, it found the root. The ulama say that it was like the water going round and round, and he was looking at it going away, but it totally forgot, remember. Now they carried on. They passed the place where they're supposed to meet the teacher. So when they bypassed it. You know, sometimes with Google or with your gadgets and all that tom-tom and whatever, you still miss the place. Then how furious you are. So with that, both of them bypassed that and they went away further. قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ, he, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, tells the youngster, آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا, bring for us the morning meal, what me and you will call breakfast. So now bring the breakfast, O Yusha bin Nun radiallahu anhu at that time. So لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا, indeed, definitely, surely, we are feeling this journey, there's so much fatigue, exhaustion, tiredness. I just went to Northern Natal, I'm still recovering. So you must remember that هذا نصبا. What happens? Inshallah, that we will discuss tomorrow. For today, few announcements. Announcement number one is, Inshallah, Aziz, between 8:30 and 9 today, in the interview with Maulana Zaid Khan, we have our brother Yasin Khan of Khidmatul Awam. He will discuss the Hajj, the Umrah industry, what things people can expect, or what changes, and so forth and so on. So it should be an interesting interview. You, inshallah, brother Yasin Khan of Khidmatul Awam and our Maulana Zaid Khan this morning on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 8:30 and 9. You know, yesterday the world media broke a story, and what was the story? They said that they used the heart of a pig, of a swine. For us, we say Allah forbid. And then a transplant took place and whatever, with certain gender, you know, they made some modifications and so forth, and then they placed it into the heart of that person there in America and so forth. But here in South Africa, there was another story, and we find that the people, therefore I told you, and every time I'm justified when I make the statement, that these halal logos, they are not worth the paper on which they are written. So yesterday it went viral. How many people sent it out? So you must remember that people who belong to certain organization, halal certification, you find that pork societies, that is halal logo. Now I'm asking you, who will do this? And it's not the first time, and believe you me, it will never be the last time. And any one of you want information on this, send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184 and just put their swine or something, so, or put pork or whatever you, and then we will send you the whole book, Ummati. Which organizations in the past put halal logos? Not one time, several times an occasion. Now why all this takes place? That's what we have to investigate. And any other organization or person who tries and do damage control or tries and justify it, they part of this hypocrisy, and they also must be condemned in the strongest terms. See, Allah says, those people who sell the religion of Islam, scholars for dollars. Allah speaks of this. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 187. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. And remember, you see again, remember? So when Almighty Allah took a covenant, a pledge from those people, أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ, who have been given the book, you were given the Torah, you were given the Injil, the Gospel, you were given the Quran Sharif. So you, the scholars, what was your function? لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ. Tabiyin and bayan, we must draw a distinction. Bayan means to explain briefly, and tabiyin means to explain in detail. So explain the whole deen of Islam without fear and favor and currying favor with anybody, any person, politician or government. Linnasi, to humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim, wala taktumuna, and don't conceal. Once you start concealing, then remember you are captured, because you fear this person, that person, like the government was captured and is captured. So therefore the Maulvi and the sheikhs and the imams and so forth, they get captured. So why do they get captured? فَنَبَذُوهُ. So they throw it وَرَاءَ ذُهُورِهِمْ, behind their backs. Say, no, this we won't speak about now. We must work with hikmat. We must work with diplomacy. وَاشْتَرَوْ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And they sell the deen in exchange of a meager sum. Some money, the scholars for dollars with the halal logos, going to court to close the masjid and the mosque, going to court with the lesbian. All this is our South African, what has happened. A shame and a disgrace that will last till the day of Qiyamah. How they say for America, an indelible stain on their politicians, Gitmo and Guantanamo Bay. This is an indelible stain. It will never be removed from you till the day of justice. Right on your grave also, that you close the mosque. Shame. وَشْتَرَوْ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They sold the religion in exchange of the money, dollars and rands and rupees. See Allah's verdict. فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. And those who are sitting on the fence, when you sit on the fence, you are committing a major offense. Remember that. And those who are trying to defend them, the organizations, hang your head in shame also. فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. What a horrible transaction indeed it is. Chapter 3, verse 187. Therefore, I passed this fatwa how many years ago. I told you that these halal logos, I traveled so many parts of the world, I did not find one single organization in the world who we can say 100% they are good. Everyone, they play with loopholes, they play with skullduggery, look for this fatwa, that fatwa. So all scholars for dollars business, these halal organizations, and must be condemned and exposed. What a shame for Muslims. Even non-Muslims know how Muslims, they detest and they hate pork, but you will find a halal logo. So therefore, last night I sent out two articles, and all of you can read it on the broadcast group and so forth. So who are the people? So we need to expose them, name them and shame them. In Islam, we don't curry favor with anybody. We have to speak the truth. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, speak the truth even though the truth is bitter. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and address Abu Dharr radiallahu an, may Almighty Allah open our hearts and our minds to accept and embrace the truth at all time. We're not politicians. Expediency got no place in Islam. That the politician comes to the Jew and tell them how good you are, comes to the Muslim and tell them how good you are, comes to the Hindu, tell them how good you are. Why? Because the election is around the corner. So that is the jokers we have in today's society. So brothers, our deen is very precious for us. Remember that. We have to propagate the true deen and defend it even with our life. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, that is it true that if a person by heart 40 hadith, then Jannah becomes compulsory for such a person, Ustaz?
Bismillah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. People are masters in confusing issues because their fuses get blown. You must remember that there's a hadith in Mishkat Sharif. If a person by heart or memorizes or teaches and learns 40 ahadith, then kana faqihan, sara faqihan, he has become a jurist. Therefore, you find people like Allama Nawawi rahimahullah and them. He only lived for 45 years old. He never got married. He would have one meal a day. His whole life he dedicated basically to learning, teaching, iftar, the greatest person of the Shafi'i school of jurisprudence. After Al-Imam Shafi'i, A'lamun Nas bi Madhhabi Shafi'iyya. So he wrote the book called Arba'in lin Nawawi, a masterpiece like his Riyadu Salihin and so forth. So there's nothing like Jannat becomes wajib and compulsory. Jannah, paradise, we go to paradise when a person passes away with Iman and Islam, and it has Allah's mercy is also with that person. Therefore, chapter 7, verse 151, وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ يَا اللَّهِ, include us in your mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, يَا اللَّهِ, you are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Ustaz, breaking news, of course, from our beloved brother Abdullah in Australia. He said, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Kindly help us with my boss, the one who suspended me last time for wearing my kurta, who wants to join the straight path. We are here at work listening. He says he wants to join today. His name was Christopher Stevens. So he is in love. I asked him, which name would he like? Would he prefer? He says, Ustaz, he is in love with the name of Luqman, because that's the chapter he loves to read. That's what he told me. I am with him right now in his office, listening to you, Ustad.
My brother Luqman, you are the boss of Abdullah, and Abdullah, mashallah, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, convince you, and you embracing Islam. Is that correct? Please say yes or no, so we know exactly from the bottom of your heart, sincerely, willingly, lovingly, you want to embrace Islam, my brother Luqman?
Jee, Ustaz, busy typing, busy listening to, inshallah.
Okay, if you open chapter 31 of the Noble Quran, you will find Luqman is mentioned there. So that is Surah Luqman. He was called Luqman Hakim, and he is the one who is very, very wise. Chapter 31 of the Noble Quran, comprising 34 verses. And you must love Surah Luqman, how he gave advice to his son. Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son. So each parent should be reading it. Today the academic year is starting in many provinces in South Africa. So, oh parent, you should be looking and studying at these verses and then give that advice to your beloved children as well. Is our brother Luqman ready?
You start.
MashaAllah, they're ready, and we must salute you, my brother Abdullah. You, our ambassador there down under in Australia. You, your beloved wife, sister, taking Islam, remember, to the masses and the people. Shalom, you listening? See how many people are embracing Islam. So my brother Luqman, you recite after me. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So you are a Muslim now, my brother Luqman, my brother Abdullah, his family, and the other people you get engaged with, mashallah, who are true Muslims, they will interact with you, teach you. Let's read the translation, my brother Luqman. And what is the translation? So you repeat with me, I bear witness that truly, there's none worthy of worship Accept Almighty Allah. Accept Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness. I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was, he is, he always will be. He was, he is, he always will be the last and final, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah, the last and the final Messenger and Prophet of Almighty Allah. My brother Luqman, because of time constraint, we will make a very short dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bishuhada'i wa الصالحين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. You, my brother Luqman, remember that you are now, write this down, and my brother Abdullah will highlight and show you chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 38. قل للذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف. When a non-Muslim abstains and refrains from his polytheism, blasphemy, enters and embraces Islam, then Allah announces, the sins of the past are forgiven. You're like a newborn baby, my brother Luqman. Wow. And remember, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, innal Islama yahdimu ma kana qabla. Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past. And you, my brother Abdullah, you, my sister Amatullah, you playing a pivotal great role. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Addalu alal khayri kafa'ilihi, that when you showed people the true path, now whatever good actions Luqman is going to do, all that reward will come to you, brother Abdullah. Whatever good actions you, my sister Amatullah, your beloved parents, Uncle Ibrahim, my mother Maryam, my brother Abu Bakr are doing, that reward will come to you. And any one of you who makes another person embrace Islam, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, hadith in Mishkat Musnad Ahmad, la ayyahdiyallahu bika rajulan wahida huwa khairul laka min humurin nam, that when through your effort somebody embraces Islam, is better for you than all the red camels that was in those days, for our understanding, better than all the red Ferraris and Mustangs and Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and Mercedes and what Porsche and whatever else. I don't even know all this. So great, great news. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiu alim. Daily we read 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, there are so many people, good people, Ya Allah. Only you can open their hearts and bless them with the wealth of Iman and Islam, and use us for your deen, Ya Allah, without Ameen, fear and Ameen. Favor. So that is what we should be begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah accept.
Ameen, 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 Tumma Ameen. Let's go to a mother here in Indonesia, Ustad. It says, Dear Honorable Mufti Saab, when will this kidnapping stop? I mean, you have Muslims and non-Muslims and listeners over the world listening to you. Why can't we do something and stop this kidnapping? Every time an incident happens, we just keep quiet and make dua. Whether he comes back alive or not, anonymous mom in Indonesia, Ustad.
Yes, it's very, very sad. We know that it started in Maputo, Mozambique, and now it's come to South Africa, and it seems that they target the Muslims a majority of the time. Not only the Muslims, but majority of the time. So remember, I told you before, we cannot rely on our politicians, majority of them corrupt and involved in so many unsavory activities. And we cannot rely on our politicians police and law enforcement, they are a disgrace to themselves as well, majority of them. So what do we do? My sister, your point, your point is well taken. You know, Tuesday nights I have tafsir, in the Jami Masjid in Lens. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I related these two incidents. So you go there and see Surah 16, Surah to Nahal, and that is verse number 112. So I did 112, 113, 114. Allah is telling us, now look at it, let us do some introspection, some soul searching and self-analysis. Chapter number 16, verse 112. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَعْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Almighty Allah sets forth an example. So why does Allah give examples? وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These examples we give for humanity so that they wonder, ponder and reflect. It's good for all times, all places, all circumstances. Look at the word qariya. Qariya is nakira, a common noun. So the town, the city, the country, all can be included. They were living in peace, tranquility, serenity. The real sustenance was coming in abundance, raghadan, from every hook, nook and corner. But me and you, we committed kufran. Kufran means to be ungrateful, unthankful. The bounties were increasing. The bounties were showering and recurring instead of being grateful, thankful servants to Allah. So what we decided to do? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْهُمِ اللَّهِ. They, the citizens, residents, became ungrateful, unthankful to the ever-recurring bounties of Allah. Democracy came, so we opened the floodgates of pornography. Democracy came, so we opened the floodgates of prostitution and escort agency. Democracy came and the casinos opened, understand? So now the gambling increased. That democracy came and you find that intermarriages, Muslim, non-Muslim, has become the norm. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. So every vice almost, remember, the Muslims are in the front surf, in the first surf. So when we behave like that, action and reaction, cause and effect. So I said that, you see, we love our mangoes and leeches. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. So Allah just gave a taste, just a taste. لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ. You go to any city, any country, any continent, and because we continue like that, so Allah will cover you. الْجُوءِ, there will be poverty, 40-50% of the youth unemployed, will khawf and fear. بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Because of their own actions. So me and you, brother, sister, we must change our lifestyle. The ummah don't read 5 daily salat. Then what we expect, I'm asking you. Then the next one was, open Surah 16, verse 114. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Quran does not tell me and you as Muslims just to consume that is halal. Nay. Quran says, consume that which Allah gave you is halal, legal, lawful, and tayyib, pure, wholesome, no doubt in it, no pollution in it, no haram contamination in it. Washkuru, see again Allah reminds us. And make shukr, be grateful, ni'mat Allah, of the bounties of Allah that are ever recurring. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if you worship Him alone. Chapter 16, verses 112 to 114. So that is where we are failing. When you find on pork halal certificates, then remember, we must know we're really inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam said, Dajjal, that is the biggest deceiver, will emerge. But worse than Dajjal are those scholars for dollars who sold the deen of Islam. Is authentic hadith, go open Musnad Ahmad. So, brothers, sisters, children, be very careful who we are following.
I see Heyman says that AK Ayer, the sister's input, she is quite right. South Africans, wake up. government is behind this Ustad, Haman.
100%. See, my brother Haman, I give you, relate to you a story, a narrative. I have family in Maputo, Mozambique. One day, they had, you know, their brother was kidnapped. And they only speak in dollars, $5 million, $6 million, $10 million, $2 million, all this type of thing. So they contacted me. This was about 2-3 years ago. So, you know, I told him, but why don't you go to the government? Why don't you go to the police? He said, what you talking? We have 7 shops, 6 shops. So we went to the minister, we went to the police. They say, what's the big deal? That if you got 7 shops, just give them 1, you're still left with 6. So what is that? Because the minister is involved, and you must remember the police are involved. So yeah, in South Africa, what the Zondo Commission is telling you, you can see every second, third person is involved. So whether action will be taken or not, you must remember. So therefore, me, I'm very proud of this, Haman. Let me be very clear on this issue, Haman. I, Abdul Qadir Hussein, I never ever voted for ANC, and I'll never vote for them. You must be blind not to see the corruption and so forth. Therefore, I say 3 C's destroyed South Africa: the crime, the corruption, and the cadre deployment. What a beautiful country! But remember, we also are to blame. But our corrupt politicians, our corrupt police and law enforcement, and the cadre deployment, you must remember, incompetent people have been given posts and so forth. They can't even release the matric results to the public. Why? I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You're 30%, 33% passed for a matric. It stinks from here to America. Remember that. That is not worth, just like the halal logos, it's not worth the paper on which is written that matric certificate. That is the truth. Remember that. We must speak the truth. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. One more question, Ustad. I see time is up. I see Sister Ranel says, have you heard the breaking news? Mr. Barack Obama is busy signing the papers to close Guantanamo Bay. How true is that, Ustad?
My sister Ranel, how you cross your wires, my sister? You're a journalist. You're supposed to get your facts straight. So Barack Obama, I sent it out yesterday to everybody that when he was in his first term, he signed it. You must remember that they're just replaying it. The black men signed it, but the whites, they refused. The Congress said, no, we must keep it open. And then you come to Trump, and Trump said, we're going to load it up with more of these dudes. That is what Trump said. Trump, so now who's the dude? So you kicked out of office, and now they don't want you. And my brothers are there, 39 of them, and my sister is there. And this is the stain on America, dictatorship and so-called democracy. People tortured, persecuted, and 90%, 80% of them were not even tried. They were tried in a kangaroo court, those who were tried. So therefore, the shame of America goes on, and that's why I say, America is not a terrorist state, it's a super terrorist state. Remember that. Anybody who supports Israel to the hilt and gives them every support so that they can murder, maim, arrest whoever they want to. So what you call people like that? Occupation is terrorism. And when you abet them, help them, and your Guantanamo Bay, any person in his right mind will tell you. So Biden, tonight's up to him. He's got the power now. No more Obama. So Obama can be an advisor, but he can't take the decision. So we hope justice comes, but the indelible stain will remain on American so-called democracy. 11 to 12, blessed of marriage, eat halal. Don't eat those people, their halal logos that are haram, not worth the paper on which is written. Assalamu alaikum.
11 minutes to 5 o'clock. You heard it loud and clear. Ustad said what? Eat halal, my beloved, wonderful listeners of As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. And I see Dr. Bilal Banele says, Molana, wallahi, wallahi, Allah chooses who he wants. Brother Luqman, Welcome to Islam. This is from Dr. Bilal Banele. I hope our beloved brother, Luqman, who's the boss of brother Abdullah in Australia. When we mean boss, we don't mean that as boss as in bosses, like he's the main boss. No, he, of course, meaning he's working under him. I'm using the term boss because just now, tomorrow, somebody will say, but Maulana, isn't Allah is our boss and this and that? Yes, my beloved, wonderful listeners of As-Safina to Ilal Jannah.